Okay, one more boo before I think I'm going to go for a little walk, climb up the mountains, get a good view, hopefully of Le Mont Blanc before I pop up to John and Beverly's, hopefully take some pictures from there, and also test out the capabilities of this iPhone and audio boo, see quite how many feet up into the mountains it's still possible to record these boos. Before I go, just to introduce some new audio that's going to be added to the website at www.bl.uk/John Berger. It's an interview that we did with Jeff Dyer, that I did with Jeff Dyer just last week before coming over to France. Jeff, of course, is a friend and great admirer of John Berger's work. Jeff wrote in 1984 Ways of Telling, a very an excellent introduction to the work of John Berger. And since then, of course, Jeff has established himself as one of Britain's most interesting, intriguing and definitely funniest writers, working across a whole variety of prose fiction. And Jeff's new work, of course, which has been highly lauded, called Jeff in Venice, which the title is enough just to still make me break out in giggles. I was reading it on the train on the way down, and as well as being a very clever and perceptive book, it is also a laugh out funny, and there's too few books nowadays which are laugh out funny. And I was discussing this with John and Beverly yesterday. He's the style, I think, very different from John's work, although perhaps less from John's character. But John was certainly very great admirer of the book, both for its humour and for its gentle narrative experimentation. It's at first sight, I think it's a book that rewards rereading and further reading, and when you look at the way that the two halves of the book, of Jeff's book, mesh together, it's incredibly intelligent. So Jeff came in and did an interview with me, a 20-minute interview, which is going to be podcast from the BL site, as I say, where he talks about the first time he encountered John in a pub over some Scotch eggs, and then about his ongoing relationship with John and the way he's written about his work, and how excited he, Jeff Dyer, was to hear that John had decided to donate his archive to the British Library.